Isn't God good, eh? So I'm going to go straight into the Word. I believe that this Word can direct our individual lives and Elim Freedom Church into a really dynamic future. If we can grasp the Word today. But I'm going to start with a question. Are you living a life on fire for God? Or are you just lukewarm? Are you just coasting through with your faith? God didn't call us to be passive. He didn't call us to have a complacent walk with Him. But He called us to live ablaze. Ablaze with His Spirit, walking with a passion for His kingdom. And today I want to take a dive into what it means to live a life on fire. To live a life of fire and why we need it. And how to keep it burning. And what happens when we do. See, the fire of God is our power. Acts 2 verse 3 to 4 tells us that when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, tongues of fire appeared and they were filled. They were filled with the Spirit. This fire wasn't just a symbol. But this fire was a transformation. They went from fearful to fearless. They went from hesitant to bold. So if you feel weak this morning, if you feel stagnant this morning, then it's time for you to reignite the fire of God in you. See, His Spirit gives us the power to witness. It's His Spirit that allows us to live righteously. It's His Spirit that gives us the boldness to change the world, to impact the world. And I know for certain from experience that when the fire gets a hold of you, there's absolutely no way that you can remain the same. When the fire of God comes, that's when addictions break. When the fire of God comes, that's when chains fall. When the fire of God comes, that's when we see miracles. And that same fire that fell on the early church hasn't changed. We have. But it is still available for each and every one of us this morning. You see, gold is purified by fire. And so are we. Malachi 3 verse 3 says that God will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And sometimes God allows trials to refine us. It's in those trials that a burning away occurs. A burning away of what is not of Him. So that we can shine brighter than His glory. Purified, shining silver through the work of the fire of God in our lives. So how do we really honestly respond when we go through the fire? Do we complain? Or do we surrender to God's process in us? You see, fire will either destroy you or it will refine you. It depends on your posture before God. If you let Him, He will use the fire to cleanse you, to mold you, to make you into the person that He has called you to be. If we think about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into a fiery furnace, but they didn't burn up. Why? Because they had a fire in them that was greater than the fire that was around them. When we live a life on fire, when we live all fired up, then no trial, no storm, and no attack can consume us, just like with the three Hebrew boys. You see, a life on fire is contagious. Jeremiah 20 verse 9 says, His word is in my heart like a fire. His word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones that I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. When we are truly on fire for God, we cannot keep it to ourselves. The fire will spread. We are not called to be quiet Christians. We are called to shine. We are called to be bold. We are called to spread the fire of God wherever we go. We look at the revival that happened in the early church. It spread like wildfire. And guess what? It all started with just a few people who were on fire for Jesus. Are we truly influencing others? Or are others influencing us? When people look at you and me, do they see someone who is burning for Jesus? When you carry the fire of God, people will be drawn to you. They will want to know what makes you different. Your passion, your boldness, and your faith will inspire others to seek Christ. We have a responsibility to not let the fire go out. Leviticus 6 verse 13 commands, the fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. Oh dear. It must not go out. This means that our fire for God is not a one-time event. It's a lifestyle. You don't get set on fire once and then stay that way automatically. You have to feed the fire. You feed it through prayer, through worship, through the Word of God, through fellowship with other believers. Gosh, what a mess we're in. Worldwide. If you think about a campfire, if you don't add wood to it, what will happen? It will go out. And the same is true for your spiritual life. If you neglect your time with God, if you stop worshiping, and that's not just for Sunday, that's every day. If you stop surrounding yourself with people who are on fire, your fire will dim. And then you are in a very, very dangerous position. So I ask you today, What is fueling your fire? Are you feeding it with the presence of God? Or are you allowing distraction, sin, and complacency to put your fire out? We need to keep the fire burning. See, when we live a life on fire, then we will experience a greater intimacy with God. The closer you get to the fire, the warmer you become. When you stay in His presence, your relationship with Jesus deepens. When you live on fire, a life on fire, you will experience boldness and power. Just like the disciples in Acts, you will be emboldened to preach, to pray, and to witness like never before. And we will see signs and wonders. You see, fire is a sign of God's presence. When we carry the fire, miracles will follow. Healing, deliverance, and breakthrough will be part of your life. We need the fire. Amen. Sure. In the afternoon service, boy, do we need the fire. But it's lacking. It's lacking because we're so busy looking at the situation that we have on a Sunday afternoon that we're neglecting what really matters, and that's the fire of God falling upon the people that attend. Because that's when we'll see the breakthrough. That's when the supernatural is going to start moving. That's where people are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But is the fire burning at the altar? And are we feeding it to keep it alight? And is the fire burning in our hearts and in our souls? Or have we neglected it and become complacent and lukewarm? Greater intimacy with God, boldness and power, signs and wonders, and unshakable faith. Come on, who wants that? I do. That's what I want to see happening here in the services. God is calling us to a life of fire. A life of passion. A life of power. A life of purity. A life that impacts this area around us and the world and glorifies Him. We've got to wake up. Gosh, we even struggle to get to church. I'm so glad I'm the pastor because that's easy for me now. I can't struggle to get to church. I can wake up in the morning and say, I really don't feel like going. But I was like that before ministry. Especially in Cape Town. I mean, we had the beach like 5 minutes away. And it was a lovely, hot, warm day, and I'd wake up and I'd think, I don't need to go to church today. I'll go down to the beach and have a swim and ice cream. And yeah, whatever else. But every time I did that, I dimmed the fire. Every time when I walk around and I see somebody who I think, wow, that's sad. They're so lost. But when I don't stop and I show them kindness or even a smile, the fire is dimming. Sorry, I'm being harsh. And I do it myself. I get so busy that we don't even have time to do that. So this morning, I want to call you to recalibrate, to realign, to refocus again on the fire at the altar, to examine your heart. Where are you? Is the fire burning? We're going to go into a time of worship, and I'm going to ask that as we go into this time of worship that you would consider everything that has been said and where it needs to be applied. Would you apply it into your life? Would you allow the Holy Spirit just to come and do something in you this morning? That when we walk out of this place today, we will walk out with boldness, with courage, with expectation of supernatural miracles, healings, breakthroughs. But it takes surrender. So can we surrender this morning and say, Lord, would you put my focus back on the fire? Would you give me a hunger to be on fire for you, that I would keep feeding it, that it won't go out, that it won't that I won't grow cold, but that I'd walk ablaze, full of the fire? And then would you receive it from him this morning?